to sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Hello, Ben, how are you?
Is this Frank? Yeah, it is. Hey, pleasure to talk to you. I wanted to tell you about my pancake eating experience.
Okay.
Yeah, I did exactly what you didn't want people to do.
You ate three?
I went there and I didn't leave one dime for the charity. See, I don't trust charities. There's always somebody at the top skimming money, some fat cat with a condo or next to a golf course in Florida. I don't trust any charity. That's why I didn't leave one dime.
Do you trust Wounded Warriors or everything that Gary Sinise is doing for the soldiers who've come back wounded?
I don't even know about that charity, but if Gary Sinise is into it, he's probably skimming money as well.
Yeah.
And listen, that's not near what compared to you. Frank.
And how do you mean?
Compared to what you are, you lie to the people every day, and you use a pseudonym. No one knows your real name, and I don't think anybody knows where you live. I bet anyone in that studio has never been over to your house because you don't trust anybody.
Why do you listen, by the way, to me if you hate me that much?
I like the joke. I just get it. I get a kick out of listening to Peon. Peon, there's a thing called a radio check. If you ever listen to what you say on the air, Peon, you don't make a bit of sense and you sound like an idiot every time you open up your mouth.
Wow, wow.
About your sponsor, that bank that advertises to you, they're no better than any other bank. That kitchen and bath place that advertises to you, you know what? They have the highest prices in town.
No,
what about that auto repair place? They have a free shuttle. You know what? Every auto repair place has a free shuttle. And the worst thing is that auto dealer on 270. He's got the highest prices in town, and their salesmen use high-pressure tactics.
Ben, if you listen just for the joke, you're listening a couple hours too early. The joke's about 5:30.
The whole program's a joke, especially when Peon opens up his mouth.
Ben, I am actually really glad you called. Thank you so much for the call. You call anytime because it's good to hear from people like you.
Oh, I love Ben.
I love to know who's out there. And I like to know there are people like you out there. Did he hang up?
Yeah, he did.
Why is that not a surprise? Why is that not a surprise? Wow.
Frost over. I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
So the guy says to the girl who's cutting his hair and styling his hair, he says, then I guess a blow dry is out of the question. Is my mic?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Are you telling a joke to someone?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Ben likes jokes.
Yeah, he does.
Dan,
what's wrong with our ability to communicate?
I do not know.
I got nothing.
I have something, but it says here that you are offline when I send something.
So we have this thing where, so that Dan doesn't have to, like, walk around behind the glass and yell, Jim's online, too!
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a thing we type on the screen. And for some reason now, it's decided that it doesn't want to work today. So
Stupid, dumb thing.
Unless we get it fixed in a break.
I'm going to have to yell around the glass.
Yeah, you're just going to have to go, hey, we got some people on the phone, and tell me who it is, and we'll do it that way, and then we'll hope by tomorrow it gets fixed, or maybe in a news break it gets fixed. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and I don't even know if the last couple of days I even asked for the Burke segment. We just seemed to jump right in, and we had so much stuff that we'll do it today. Do we have any Burke segment?
I have one small thing. I went and got my car washed today. Woohoo!
That's not, you know, Burke worthy.
Well, it was
good to get the cancer off your car.
Oh,
that's what it's like. If you brush up against it, it's like you get a disease.
And it felt like my car was going faster and running smoother.
Oh, it probably does go faster. Oh, and you feel cleaner. You actually feel cleaner.
Oh, you do.
Than you do riding around with all that gunk on it.
But I thought today's getting up to around 40. I'm going to go by there. And I thought, you know, right before the show and everything, it won't be too bad. There was a line, but they moved them through pretty quick.
Now, do you have a garage, right?
No, not anymore.
Oh, that's right. You're not in your house.
No.
No.
Your soon-to-be ex-wife has your house.
Yes.
And your garage, which is attached to
it. Yes.
Well, when you have a garage, one of the things that's really disgusting when you have a winter like this is you pull in the garage, and you're really not aware of how much frozen clumps of crud
until
it falls off, and it melts just enough in the garage that it falls in these big black and gray clumps.
Yeah, and they are disgusting.
Yeah, they ought to figure out a way to make road chemicals in like rainbow colors or something. Seriously, you know, when it gets on your car, it's kind of pretty instead of being
so ugly.
It doesn't look so dirty.
It goes over everybody's tires and everything. I don't think there's anything that they can do.
Nah, yes, you're right. That was it? You washed your car?
My car, and I had something else, but I can't remember for the life of me.
You've done this before.
This
is not the first time you said, man, I had something. I can't remember.
And I did not get out my recorder. I have a recorder on my phone.
I
forgot to get out my recorder.
Hence you forget.
Which, speaking of that, I forgot to turn my ringer down, so I will do that.
That's a great, what a great contribution you have.
Yeah, thank you.
Peon, do you have anything?
I do.
All right, here's Peon, our control board operator.
I would like to share.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I would like to share the newest website that is taking up a lot of my time, and I'm sure anybody else that will go to it will take up their time as well. The website is thisiswhyimbroke.com.
Oh, I think I've
seen this.
Yes.
It's essentially like the Internet Mall. It's that Harriet Carter, or you know all those different catalogs that used to come in the mail?
Well, like Sky Mall,
Mall. It has the range of, you know, dollar items all the way up to like $100,000, million items on this website. It is the coolest thing, and you can create your own profile. And then any item that you want to save, you know, just to put it on like a wish list or whatever, you click on it and it saves under your profile. You go to your wish list and it has all the items that you've saved over, because it scrolls forever. I mean, there's a never-ending list of items. You just keep scrolling down. There's never a bottom to it. It just keeps refreshing with more and more and more items. So these are some of the items that I've just click to either talk about, or they're on my wish list. One is, you know, we've talked about before, traveling, and if you don't want people to get, you know, the TSA or whoever who go, which, by the way, on this trip, I had a TSA note in my suitcase.
Oh, they went through your suitcase?
They did.
Ooh.
But we've talked about before how to, you know, maybe get around that with some tidy whities. And a melted chocolate bar. They actually sell stained underwear wallet. And it is a pair of tidy whities with the stain already on there, a nice skid mark on there.
No, I think this is the greatest idea to keep people from rifling through
the
luggage.
And on the fly, you know that little flap where which I never used in tidy whities. Has anybody ever used that flap where you have to go in and around and
no?
Sure, I do. Oh, absolutely.
Oh my goodness, no, I always just pulled them down.
Yeah,
pull your pants down at the urinal.
No, I don't wear tidy whities anymore. But when I did, I just pulled the little flap down in front, just a little, you know, the waistband down, just around.
I just pulled the whole leg over.
just around the boys. I would get the elastic band just down below the boys where I could go to the bathroom that way. I never used that flap. But
I don't wear tidy whities anymore either.
But in the flap, that's a zippered wallet. So so that's where you put your valuables or whatever you want to hide from the TSA or whoever.
Just well, that inside would that. Create quite an attractive bulge for the ladies, I would think, depending on what you put in there.
Well, no, they're packed in the luggage. You're not wearing them at the time. It's just to travel. You know, just
I'd
to travel.
Oh, I got you. You're not wearing okay.
Yeah, you're not wearing them. It's just to lay in your suitcase and put anything that you don't want the TSA to either know you have or, you know, or money or whatever. You know, if you're worried about putting money in your check bag, this is a way to get around it.
Oh, I'd wear them with my wallet in there, my mints, and everything else I have. So then you do, like Frank said, you have a little bulge. Yeah.
So that was one of the items I saw. Another one, which I know you would probably be very interested in, it's the world's most powerful laser. This thing is $300.
My son bought one.
It's the blue?
Yes.
It looks like a lightsaber?
He had it at my house.
Oh, my goodness.
He brought it to my house. I'm not kidding. This is like one of the coolest things you can
have. Somebody tested it. There's a video on YouTube. Somebody tested this laser at Navy Pier in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they were about 7 miles apart. And this guy could see, because he was trying to get him to point the laser right at him. And sure enough, it blinded him. You could see 7 miles away.
We took this thing out in my out in my yard. I live in the woods in Wildwood. And this was this past Christmas. My son got it for a friend of ours who's real big into lasers and guns and stuff like that. But he brought it home first to show it to me. I went nuts for this thing.
I
got to tell you something. It's very dangerous.
Somebody. There's another video I saw. Somebody lit a match with it.
Yes. Oh, no. You can burn the paper with
it. He cut electrical tape with it, and a match.
It's a laser. And here's the deal. You point that thing in the sky, and you don't need much in the atmosphere in the way of clouds or debris or dust or any kind of haze.
You see that trail?
You see that line. How is that line of light able to stay that concentrated far without dissipating and spreading?
Well, it's a laser. That's
it's unbelievable. No, this thing is it's the greatest.
So that's one of the items on there. Another one I saw is kind of
And by the way, you have no practical use for it. There's no reason for anybody to buy that laser.
No.
Except to just go, hey, look at this.
Right. And, you know, everybody gets in trouble for shining them at, airline pilots.
Right.
And that's a no-no, a big no-no. Yeah. Another item I saw, there's an iPhone movie projector. This thing plugs,
I just looked at this.
It's $180.
Yes.
It plugs into your iPhone. And it looks like the size of a pack of cigarettes.
And it throws the image up on either a wall or a screen or a piece of white cardboard.
Yeah, somebody said
I just
up to
looked
60,
at this 3 weeks ago.
60-inch, nice, crisp
For $300, projection. They have one that'll throw a 100-inch HD.
Wow.
Oh, no. This is fantastic. I'm telling you, folks.
Wow.
You could take, look, think of your iPhone or any smartphone, and you have photos or movies on it. Literally, you just plug where you would charge the phone you plug it into this little miniature projector that you could, honest to goodness, put in your shirt pocket, set the projector down, point it at the wall, and you've got like a movie screen.
Netflix?
100 inch.
You can watch Netflix on your phone. You can project. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's great. I can't believe you mentioned this because I just saw this in the store about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, these items are great. Another one I saw, and there's fun ones too, just cheap ones. One is a booby milk dispenser. It looks like just a boob just floating, and you put milk in it, and you squeeze it out, and it comes out the area where it would normally come out on a woman. Yes.
What?
The nickel.
There are wearable sleeping bags. This,
what?
I guess for anybody that likes to camp a lot, they're wearable, where it's like two legs, arms, but it's all made out of sleeping bag material.
What a great idea.
There's a hood on it and everything.
No matter how you toss and turn, you're still always going to be in your sleeping bag.
Right.
You're not
or you can sit around the campfire already in your sleeping bag.
And just fall asleep.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
And you're ready for bed.
Another one that I saw that you would maybe enjoy, there's a radio control spy plane.
Mm-hmm.
And this plane has on it a camera, and on the joystick, there's a screen right in the middle. It looks like a 4 or 5 inch screen with the image coming from the nose of the plane. So that was $335.
I got you beat. 4 years ago, my boys gave me, I think it was from Brookstone, a gyro quadricopter, four blades, with not only an HD camera, but you fly it and you see whatever it's flying over, looking at with its camera on your iPad.
Oh, so you fly with the iPad and the
so the iPad becomes the screen. So if you fly the thing out of your sight, you can't really see it, but you still see what it sees.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was 4 years ago. And now they have an updated version if you go into Brookstone with a better gyro and a little more stable. It's just like everything else, it gets a little better. And yeah, $300-$400, you've got basically a drone. You got your own.
Yeah.
Photo drone.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. This one I don't get. It's a sexy vampire menstrual pad.
What?
I don't understand what the connection is between
I don't want to get disgusting pad. Here, but I get vampires like blood.
What? Oh, maybe that's it.
They do. How does this work?
That's $12. Well, it's essentially just a menstrual pad with a cartoon character, sexy vampire on it. So I don't know there. I don't know.
That's
who would
a little
be.
Disgusting.
And lastly, if anybody would like to get this for me or for Frank, I think it's on Amazon.com. It's the Big Book of Breasts 3D edition.
3D?
You gotta call it 3DD edition.
It comes with 3D glasses, and it's either a hardcover or paperback book, and it says that the pictures are tastefully done pictures over the years of just artistic poses and pictures displaying glorious breast, jaw-dropping 3D.
This is perfect for you.
Only $26.
You know, let me just throw this out to the listeners. You know, it's not too soon to start thinking about what to get us for Christmas.
Right.
You know, a lot of listeners every year, oh my goodness, here it is November, I haven't gotten those guys anything. Well, here's a great, and I'll say this is perfect for Peon. Now would be the time to order this, and you have it, and it's done, out of the way, and by Christmas you can give it to them.
All right, when's your birthday, Peon?
June. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
For June.
Even better.
There, 3 months away.
Even better.
Only $26.
And what's the website again? Is this is why
this is why I'm broke.com. It is great. I mean, you can
now,
spend
now, now,
hours.
This is why I'm I am or I apostrophe am or just I am.
Just I am.
Broke.com.
Yeah, this is why I'm broke.com. Yes.
What a great idea.
Oh, man. They dub you, it you the Internet like, Mall. It's you, essentially the...
You get like the Brookstone catalog or any of that stuff?
No, I used to work at Brookstone, but no, I don't get the catalog.
That's right. Well, hold on. You worked at Brookstone.
Yes, right. Plaza Frontenac for a couple of years.
Oh, God.
Waited on Georgia Frontieri one day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I remember that story.
Yeah.
What'd she get? What'd
she
buy?
She essentially bought everything I showed her. She spent like $700 in there that day.
Wow.
That's nothing for her.
No. It was a drop in the bucket.
Is that it for the Burke segment?
That was it.
Let's close it down. Let's shut the door on the Burke segment. Dan, I've rebooted. I think I am in the process of getting us connected again. So if you shoot me something to test it, I think it'll work. I'm sorry you folks have to be a part of malfunctioning equipment and behind-the-scenes information. Bill Cleveland has sent me, and this is really, really fun. He sent me, it's not an article, it's... What they've done is they've taken, you know how you go, like if you're going to take a vacation, you get online and there are multiple sites and before it was the internet, it was that Zagat or whatever, that traveling authority. Well, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was the Bible of travel.
Yeah.
So what he has done is he has found something, a site where travelers who come to America from other countries, these people in these other countries can go onto this site and read what other people have said about America. This is fantastic because you're literally hearing, and then I'll be able to tell you what country the person posting the comment is from, and what they are telling other people. Hey, if you come to America, you need to know, and then they tell you what they found odd or great or different, and it's really interesting to get their take, and of course they've translated it all into English. So we'll get to that. We'll also talk a little bit about this. You know, this woman, what's her name? The IRS woman that they brought in again, and she pleads the fifth. I'm going to try on a break. I already tried to call and I got voicemail. But if there's an attorney listening, maybe you could tell. I don't understand this. You go before Congress. Can you do that anytime under any circumstances? Just go, nah, you know, I'd rather not answer that. I'll plead the fifth.
Do you want me to see Scott Sherman's in the building? You want me to see if he'll come in?
I've heard him. I don't like his.
Oh, okay. All right.
Plus, he's on everybody else's show. No, if he's in the building, bring him in here. I'd be interested to get his take, because it seems to me that Lois Lerner, is that her name? I think that's her name. They brought her in again about this, you know, flagging Tea Party people and making it rough for them to get their tax-exempt status or whatever. And then everything they asked her, it was this, on the advice of my attorney, I've decided to exercise my Fifth Amendment rights, blah, blah. It just seems to me that there ought to be certain levels of justice where you can't pull that anymore. You know, you can't use that. It's like if you were in a murder trial and they put you on the stand and they ask you a question and it's crucial to the outcome. Can you just use that? And doesn't that make you sound guilty, by the way? It does to me.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as somebody says that to me, you know who pulled it? That Mark McGuire. Remember that? He went before the congressional thing. Well, I'd prefer to plead guilty.
I don't want to talk about the past. I'd rather talk about
the future. And, of course, we found out later, as it turned out, absolutely he was. He had used. So that's why else would you think about it? Why else would you plead the fifth if you were completely innocent and you didn't have anything to fess up to? That's the only reason you do it. So to me, that's the same as saying, yeah, I did something bad, and when you plead the fifth. So we'll kick that around a little bit, too. And then I have an early opportunity for anybody in there who wants to jump in early, and we're getting close to, once again this year, doing something for Friends of Kids with Cancer. Ben, if you're listening, I know you're not going to be participating in this, because to you, all charities are horrible. You know, even Friends of Kids with Cancer. So you're exempt. You get a pass on this, Ben. But last year, I had a wonderful dinner at Annie Gunn's with some people who coughed up significant money for Friends of Kids with Cancer. And we're going to do that again. Tom Sienert at Annie Gunn's has already said, absolutely, I am in. Bring a couple of couples if you want to. And I'm jumping the gun a little, and I wasn't really supposed to do this necessarily for another month or so. But I'm going to go ahead now and just throw it out there. And if somebody wants to be an early bidder, and you go, here's what I bid to go. And it's dinner with me and my wife. And please, please don't let the fact that my wife is coming along, don't let that deter you from helping a great charity. She'll be with me, and we'll have dinner with you at Annie Gunn's, and it'll be. And Tom Sienert takes great care of us. He provides a great bottle of wine and a wonderful meal, anything on the menu you want. It's down the road, the actual charity event. But let's just go ahead now, if anybody's interested, that please, I don't even want to entertain the idea of doing this for less than starting at $500, and that would be for a couple, you as a couple, to join us for dinner at Annie Gunn's at a time that works out for you. And we'll take a break. When we come back, I got some an update regarding something that happened on our trip, something exciting that happened on our trip, and then turned out not to be so exciting. So I know that doesn't tell you much, but that's how we keep you listening. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for over 21 years. And in that over 21 years, I don't have an exact number, but I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that they have saved thousands, actually probably tens of thousands of people, a lot of money. Money they would have continued to throw away by making minimum credit card payments. And they've taught so many people why that is just not smart and not a good idea. They've also taken tens of thousands of people, because American Equity, remember, is all over the country now. They're in many, many cities. They started with one location in St. Louis, and that's still the mothership. That's the headquarters. But they've changed renters to homeowners, people who were paying rent, which, by the way, there's no deduction for rent. There's no tax break for rent. There's no equity in rent. And when you're finished renting and you move out, you get your stuff that was yours, and that's it. The place still belongs to somebody else. So if you want to go from being that renter to that homeowner, again, here's the name, American Equity Mortgage. If you want to know more about what they do, you can go to their website, AmericanEquity.com. Of course, you can always call them. And make sure you don't confuse this number with another similar number. We want you to get it right. 314-878-9999.
All right, let's get a look at the highways. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, there's not too much going on the main highways, Dan, but right now you do have some construction that's got the left lane blocked on westbound 94 after Prowley Lane. Also, eastbound 270 between Lindbergh and New Florissant, you've got a stall, and it is slowing things down just a little bit there. Southbound 270 just off the pace between Olive and Ladue. No other accidents or incidents to report. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Print directly from your phone or tablet with the Print Hammermill app, a $12.95 value that you can get for free. Get the Print Hammermill app and feel free to print. Available at the App Store or Google Play. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Missouri with 5.5 to play, leads by 5.
Today, the Aggies of Texas A&M come to Mizzou Arena to take on our Mizzou Tigers.
Clarkson middle of the floor on the logo. Guarded by Richardson, spinning, gets the left elbow, put it up left side of the lane. A teardrop goes down to give Missouri a 3-point lead.
Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. Catch it all right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-919-8949 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-8949. 1-800-919-8949. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goble of Goble Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
It's official. I'm sending Old Man Winter and Mother Nature away for spring break. Get out of the cold and head to Cleary Building Corp for some red-hot savings during our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Family is our business, and our customers are truly part of our family. When you buy a building from Cleary, it's for a lifetime. From just an idea to long after completion, we are with you every step of the way. That's why every Cleary building comes with the best warranty in the business. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to get started on the right solution and the best service for you. Stop in today or visit ClearyBuilding.com for red-hot savings during our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 13th, 14th, and 15th. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Cleary Tough? Stop in today or visit ClearyBuilding.com.
Cleary built with pride, for the Shamrock Supplied.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Gold and old land insured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's Haibu.com. Or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
Many teams will arrive. One team will leave as champions. As Arch Madness takes over St. Louis. It's the 2014 Missouri Valley Conference Men's Basketball Tournament at Scott Trade Center, March 6th through March 9th, where the best men's basketball teams will battle it out for all the marbles. And the Big 550 will be broadcasting the championship game on Sunday, March 9th, beginning at 1 p.m. with Martin Kilcoyne doing the play-by-play. Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I think we all know and recognize the voice of Wayne Newton. The man in the building who, I don't know, I think he lives in the building, and he's an attorney. His name is Scott Sherman, and I've been told, and I know that he has been on many, many times with Mark Kilbourne and right. with John Carney. So what that really means is that almost nobody's actually heard him. So yeah. today we have an opportunity for him to actually have an audience. Please welcome Scott Sherman.
Everybody. Oh, yeah. First time
most people will ever have heard you. How are you, Scott?
I'm fantastic, Frank. Thank you so much for having me in the studio. First, I thought you were going to yell at me about the filth in the studio. I'm blaming that on Marvin Kornfeld.
Yeah. Now, Kornfeld. Look, the first time I ever heard you, you've never been on this show, and part of the reason for that is I don't like other people's leftovers, and you're on everybody else's show. But I told you the first time I ever heard you, I don't know if you're a good attorney or a bad attorney, or if you're even actually an attorney. I don't know. But you sound like you know what you're talking about, and sometimes that's as important as actually knowing what you're talking about, and you're easy to understand, even if what you're saying is wrong. And I enjoy it. So you do a good job at that. And before I get to my question for you, about three nights ago, my wife, who is the social person, and I'm not, she made me go somewhere with some other people, and there was a couple there, and the guy was a sort of semi-retired attorney. And we start talking about attorneys, and he said something very interesting, which I actually knew, but you can confirm it. When most people think of attorney or lawyer, and is there a difference, by the way, attorney or lawyer, is there a difference?
No. It just depends on how pretentious the guy is.
Oh, that's a great answer. If he's pretentious, he's an attorney.
That's right.
Otherwise, he's a lawyer.
That's right.
And most people's impression of a doctor is that they're always code blue, surgery, and then they make a lot of money. And their impression of a lawyer is what they see on TV. The guy is in a courtroom helping somebody fight for his life, keep him off death row, when in fact most attorneys are never in a courtroom.
That's right. And when they are in the courtroom, there's no trial going on. There are motions that are before the trial. Most every case that is brought is either settled in some regard or does not get to a jury trial.
It's like the scene in Catch Me If You Can where he's pretending to be the lawyer.
Yeah.
And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, the jury. And he's saying this. And the judge finally goes, there is no jury. There is no defendant.
Now,
this is a hearing.
Most attorneys, it's boring work. They sit in an office. They're corporate attorneys. They're tax attorneys. They sit with paperwork. And it's not what you see on TV. Just like every cop is not what you see on TV standing over a body at a crime scene, solving and finding a serial killer. No, that's not what most cop work is. Now, let's get to this thing I wanted to ask you about.
Sure.
This Lois Lerner, or whatever her name is, IRS lady.
Yeah.
I know that, and I think everybody has seen now in the news this last several hours, that she has pleaded the Fifth. And I've seen this before. Mark McGuire did it when he went before Congress. Can you do that in any situation where you're under oath or you've been brought before Congress or a judge or in a deposition? Can you always take that route?
When the state, whether it's the police or whether it's in a trial or even when it's federal government, like in a congressional hearing, if you believe that you have something that you're going to say that's going to hurt your liberty interest, meaning they can come after you later, you can take the Fifth. Now, you have to invoke it. They've changed that rule in the last several years. The Supreme Court said, in order for you to remain silent, you have to speak up and say you want to remain silent. But yes, to answer your question, if you think that they're going to take what you say and use it against you, which is every time you're under oath and they're asking you questions, you can invoke the Fifth.
Okay, but don't you agree that most people are of the opinion that as soon as you do that, you're guilty? I mean,
right? Yeah, of course. Otherwise,
why would you do it?
No, public opinion is when somebody raises their right hand and then immediately says, I take the Fifth under advice of counsel, they go, that person's guilty.
Exactly. That's just like when Michael Jackson paid off $23 million for somebody to shut up about their kid, same thing. Well, you're guilty. You don't pay people $23 million if you didn't do anything, and you don't take the Fifth if you have absolutely nothing to say that would incriminate you in any way.
That's the public perception, and what I try to do on my show and what I want to do with you is say...
Well, you have a show, too?
Well, sometimes.
Wait a minute.
It's on late at night, Frank.
Anybody who hasn't seen the billboards yet, why don't you tell them when you're on, Scott?
Sunday, every night, Monday through Friday, 9 to midnight. It's a great time slot, Frank.
It sure is. That's the coveted time slot of everyone in radio. Your goal is to be on Sunday night, 9 to midnight. I know that's what I'm still shooting for.
No, Monday through Friday. The television.
Oh, Monday through Friday, 9 to midnight.
Friday is the most important.
Well, you know, radio, the audience doesn't really kick in till 9 at night.
Yes.
They shut the television off at 9.
That's America.
That's America. Americans turn off the TV and go outside and sit in their cars at 9 o'clock.
The good news is we're beating Piers Morgan. That's what I'm having.
All right.
Thank you.
It's great to hear. Well, for anybody who has never heard you, I'm just going to tell you, folks, that this guy is very listenable. I don't mean this in any bad way, but you're not one of those attorneys, obviously, who's in the courtroom all the time, but you seem to be up on the stuff that people are interested in, and your take on it is always interesting. And I just thought of something else I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
I noticed where the attorney for one of these motorcycle scumbags that they do the wheelies and remember the Range Rover and is Gloria Allred. I describe her as a media whore. And now, I don't want anybody to get upset at that term, but she's a media whore. She seems to jump in and want to defend anybody. It's not about the case. It's, will it be on television?
High profile.
And will it be seen on CNN and Fox and NBC and NBC? If it will, she's in there.
Yeah, and she's a bit of a shakedown artist. Every time Tiger Woods hooks up with some chick, a waitress at a Waffle House, she's the lawyer for the waitress at the Waffle House, and she wants one thing, pay up, and it's disgraceful.
Now, some of these people, though, that she represents don't have any money, so she's obviously just in it for FaceTime.
Well, no, she's probably getting a contingency fee. She probably makes a deal with them, say, hey, look, if Tiger Woods gives you $1 million, I want 400 grand.
Yeah.
So it's not just the high profile. She's ringing the cash register, and I don't like her tactics one bit.
She was actually in Pianya, remember that? She was, Dan, she was in our building. Remember that? She was in using the phone one day for something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was.
And it's when that little studio Disney or somebody had their Alice in that studio. I looked up and I went, holy crap, it's Gloria Allred. She's in here. And she's kind of a babe. She's not a bad-looking woman.
Was she there 35 years ago? Or was she there recently?
No, no, no. I think she's
was a good 15.
She put together pretty well, and she, you know, she cleans up real nice. There's something kind of hot about her, but I'm the guy that's always said there's something kind of hot about Martha Stewart. I know that sounds weird, but I think in her day, Martha Stewart. See, some women deliberately try to not look hot. Gloria Steinem always tried to cool down her hotness.
Janet Reno is like that, too.
Yeah, that's another good example. Yeah. Janet Reno. But I appreciate your coming in and sharing with us the fact that apparently, yeah, you can plead the fifth just anytime, anywhere.
And it is a fundamental constitutional right. So as bad as it looks, it is something that the Founding Fathers thought was important enough to keep your mouth shut if you think you're in trouble, even if it looks bad.
Now, let me ask these two numbskulls in the room here. Miranda rights. You know what those are, don't you, Pion?
Right.
And then
you have the right to remain silent.
Yeah,
and now do you know why they're called that?
The Miranda.
Carmen Miranda.
The guy, his name was Miranda.
Very good.
And that was, I think he got off because
I think it was the 60s, Scott, or something like that.
Is that it?
Late 1960s, and the U.S. Supreme Court was interested in police brutality and in those kinds of beating people into confessions, and they decided, well, at the very least, you should give the person the opportunity to keep their mouth shut.
You guys impressed me. Let me give you one more. When people say, Scott, you don't answer this because you might know it. Dan or Peon, when somebody says they pulled out all the stops, do you know why that's an expression, what that means?
Oh, that's like
Scott, maybe, do you know?
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask.
Does that have
it's like stops on a machine, isn't it? Like you pull out something
Peon's got it. It's an organ. The old organs had knobs. They were called stops.
They looked like those cigarette machines.
Yeah. Yes. You pulled out different ones for different sounds. And if you pulled out all the stops, you got the full effect of the organ. So when they say pulled out all the stops, that's just one of those things we use, and I don't think most people ever think about what the heck does it mean. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Learning Show.
Absolutely.
I pulled out all the stops in Mexico so my girlfriend could feel all of the effects of the organ.
Do you let Dan talk this much usually, friend?
No, he and I are going to have a meeting as soon as the news comes on. Scott, I think you do a great job, and you're very enjoyable to listen to. And once again, it's what, Monday through Friday, 9 to midnight.
Yes, and I want to say this. One of the great things that I've experienced, and I'm being completely sincere, when you gave me the compliment about the way I do the program, it's one of the great moments I've had working in this business. And
well,
I'd like to thank you.
Here's the thing. There are people. Oh come
boy.
On. There are people on the air who have no business being on the air. The three of us would be one example.
Right.
but sometimes people have a show, and just because the guy's a cop or a lawyer or a medical expert or something, they just aren't listable. And I don't know how much previous experience you had or if you had any. You're a natural. You sound comfortable, and that's something most people can't do. So 9 to midnight, if you find yourself in the car going, well, I guess there's nothing on this time of night, you're wrong. There is, and it's this guy, Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
A radio natural.
Yeah.
He just is. I do a little bit of business. We'll come back. Dr. Doug Pernikoff joins us because it is Wednesday. So if you have a pet that you care about, you probably do, dog, cat, iguana, snake, tiger, doesn't matter, get ready with your calls right after the news. I need to talk to you about pain and how I don't want any of our listeners to be in pain, and I sure don't want to be in pain. I'm not an athlete, but I'm trying to play when I can some tennis, and I played tennis not too long ago with a guy who he moves around a lot more than I do. Let's put it that way. He's a little more athletic, and he said to me after about an hour, he said, "Man, my legs just feel like rubber. Aren't your legs tired or sore?" And I said, "No." And he said, I don't know how they could not be with all the weight you're carrying.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, that's what he said to me.
He's a friend of yours?
Yeah. Well, he used to be, yeah. He wasn't after that. No, it's exactly what he said. He said, all the weight you're carrying, your legs aren't tired. And I thought, well, screw you. I mean, what the heck?
You've been saving him up over the years. You
thank you. Thank you. I've saved myself, and I've talked about that before. A lot of people, their legs just don't feel rubbery when they do. They're literally in pain. That expression that you hear on these commercials, bone on bone, oh, man, that hurts to say that. APG, Associated Physicians Group. This is a terrific bunch of people, highly trained in physical therapy and pain management. You should read some of the emails that I get from people. Life-changing. That sounds like an overstatement, but it is. When you are in pain and you're no longer in pain, it changes your life for the better. They have three locations in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And in Creve Coeur, they offer the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. This is a wildly successful program with an 87% success rate with people who go in there either thinking or having actually been told they're going to have knee replacement. And 87% of the time, it turns out not the case. There's another way to go. And they'll tell you all about it at APG. The best way to remember it is think of all pain gone, APG. And the next thing I would love for you to do is go to their website, because you'll find explanations there that I'm not capable of giving you about what they do and how they do it and how qualified they are. Here it is, apgpain.com.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
The Big 550.
KTRS. St. Louis.